French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been spending time with loved ones in the United States. And that vacation location has got France talking, since previous French leaders have played along the Riviera or in the Alps. Instead, Sarkozy has been vacationing in New Hampshire. He flies back to France today to attend the funeral of a cardinal, but will be back in the U.S. in time to have lunch tomorrow with President Bush. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Sarkozy kept his vacation plans under wraps until the last minute. But as soon as the French press found out he was spending 2 weeks with his family in the New England town of Wolfboro, New Hampshire, on Lake Winnipesaukee, they showed up in droves.
Petit bain de foule américain pour Nicolas Sarkozy en vacances.
Now the French president's morning jogs and afternoon fishing expeditions are the talk of the French media, where every network has its correspondent in Wolfboro.
Et puis Nicolas Sarkozy s'est exprimé pour la première
fois. For a while,
fois,
Sarkozy refused to speak to the French reporters, preferring instead to plunge into American crowds, despite his shaky English.
My English is so bad.
Sarkozy has never hidden his admiration for American values and its work ethic. But for many French people, the idea of their president vacationing in the land of limited vacation is still a bit of a surprise. Jean Le Sieur, who runs the news and talk shows at the cable channel France 24, says Sarkozy's vacation is just another way to show he is different.
Being the president of a country that is and has been so traditionally anti-American, the fact that he's going to the States for a vacation is obviously some kind of challenge to intellectuals. Especially now that George Bush being president, being so unpopular all over the world.
A tanned and relaxed-looking French president interrupted his holiday to give a lakeside press conference on Sunday. He answered questions about the recent French arms deal with Libya that has created an uproar in Europe. He was adamant that the sale of $400 million worth of French missiles was not a condition for the release of the five Bulgarian medics held in Libya.
On va me reprocher de trouver du travail, des marchés.
What am I being criticized for? Getting contracts? Creating jobs for French workers? Since 2004, Libya has been under no international embargo. These armed contracts are completely transparent and have been under negotiation for the last 18 months.
Another issue at the top of the French news agenda has been the cost of the president's stay in the lavish Wolfboro mansion on Lake Winnipesaukee. The estate, owned by a former Microsoft executive, is said to rent for $30,000 a week. Sarkozy also refused to apologize for that.
Ils ont loué une maison, ils nous ont invités, point.
I was invited by friends who rented a house here. What's the problem? I have the right to vacation like everyone else, and my family and I flew here on a regular commercial airline.
But Le Sieur believes the cost of Sarkozy's American holiday is meant to send another signal to a country where talk of money has always been considered dirty.
Sarkozy is somebody who ran on a campaign to rehabilitate work and ambition. And for Sarkozy, money is good, and he's in his way showing it in this vacation.
Being abroad has done nothing to dampen Sarkozy's confrontational style. He angrily accosted two American photographers, even jumping aboard their boat when they snapped pictures of him and his family in their bathing suits. The headline in the next day's local paper was, "Zut alors, French president loses his temper on Lake Winnipesaukee." Sarkozy will end his vacation by meeting with President Bush, who has a home just 60 miles away in Kennebunkport, Maine. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.